Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We were talking about it in High Note, Low Note, that 38 years ago today, Nikki Sixx founded Motley Crue, and the new movie, The Dirt, is supposed to debut the trailer. The rumor is that's going to be one of the incredibly expensive commercials during this year's Super Bowl. I bring up football because one of our sister stations from Miami ended up sitting right next to us on Radio Row, and Channing Crowder, who is the co-host of one of the shows down in Miami.
Yes, ma'am.
You and I were just talking off the air because you, of course, played for the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
And now you're on the radio at one of our sister stations in Miami.
Small world. It really is.
I ended up in one of the pictures you guys put up, and somebody sent me a message and was like, hey, you got to ask him about Matt Light pulling your dreads.
Am I a Boston favorite? I don't know. I don't know the tenor up there.
Well, you and I were talking about what it means to play for a sports team in Boston as opposed to against a Boston sports team.
Yes.
And you were telling me a really funny story about how after the Dolphins let you go that you came up to talk to the Patriots about maybe playing.
And got, what is it, Patriot Way, the little mall outside the stadium?
The Patriot Place, yeah.
Okay, so I get in Tuesday. I have a Wednesday morning workout with, you know, Bill and all. And this is the, you know, you're still at the prime. They're still balling, but, you know, this is.
So what year is this?
2011.
Okay.
I got released during camp in 2011, and then Bill brings me up. And it's Tuesday night, so I get there about 4 or whatever, and I have a workout Wednesday morning. So I'm like, hey, let me go grab something to eat. It's a little mall here right by that hotel
yeah.
They put all the guys in. And I start walking through that little mall, and there are guys running out of the restaurants, running out of sports bars, cussing me out. And I'm not a little dude, you know. I got
a little
weight to
guy.
Me. It's these little Bostonites, whatever there is,
oh,
running
yeah.
out. And
massholes.
Just,
and we call them massholes.
And cussing me out. What are you doing in Foxborough? Go back there. And I'm like, hey, I'm not a Dolphin. I'm trying to explain it to them. You know,
yeah, you're trying to get a gig, man.
Rationally. I'm trying to get a job. 31 teams. Dolphins released me, so there's 31 other teams that I could, you know, give my services to. And
let's
the Patriots
be honest,
were one of the first ones.
When you get let go from a team in the NFL, if you get asked to come to New England, you're taking that call. You're getting on that flight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when they were winning rings, still winning rings. So, yeah, when Bill called.
What do you mean? Like, you're talking about it like it was a distant past. I mean, you do know there's a game this weekend, right?
This is going to be a tough one. I'm not betting against them, but, yes, up in Kansas City, that young man Mahomes, him and Brady going at it. So I'm interested in that game, but I'm not confident enough to say they're going to get beat because I've bet against Brady Belichick in the past. You feel so dumb. You feel so dumb after the game.
Well,
when
you played against him.
When you lose money. That's what I'm getting after. I've been up on them by 21. They come back. You know, we beat them a couple times, but everybody knows the record of Miami Dolphins versus the Patriots. So they are great teams. As long as that Bill Belichick, Tom Brady combination together, they've run the NFL for 15, 20 years, and they'll keep going until those damn dudes get old enough to let it go. So somebody else in the AFCs can have a chance.
What is it about us going to Miami, though? Like, what is it about that stadium?
People ask me, and it's been years.
Because you're on the radio in Miami, so the Hatriots have got to be so strong where you work every day.
Yes. They don't like anything. And even if you give props to Tom Brady. And Belichick, and I've said it, Brady's the best quarterback of all time. Belichick's the best coach of all time. NFL history. They're number one. Both of them are number one. So they come to Miami, they lose, and people want to say, they're so focused, it can't be the South Beach flu, because that's what we call guys that are from lamer cities, like, you know, less to do cities like a Boston to Miami.
Excuse us.
And teams come down there and they want to see the sights, and then they're not focused, so they call that the South Beach flu. And they're like, they Belichick, Brady, the way they are, the Patriot way, they can't have the South Beach flu. When you look at the numbers, the percentages of how much they've lost to Dolphins in Miami, it has to be something. you when teams leave a warm city and go to a cold city, you say, okay, they weren't ready for the cold.
Right.
It's you don't leave a cold city and get to a warm city and, oh, that team wasn't ready to play in the warm. That doesn't make sense. So it has to be something about coming to Miami, maybe seeing those little the women, little dibbles and dabbles walking around, the restaurants, the Stone Crab, the great steak places, everything we have down there. And they might get out on Saturday night, have too much fun, and just can't play on Sunday. But I don't think it's the South Beach flu for the Patriots, but I can't explain it other than that.
We're talking to Channing Crowder, who played for the Dolphins, but now is on the radio in Miami, and you're our sister station.
Yes.
The first thing I wanted to do is apologize for yelling and swearing at you from the stands at Gillette. I apologize now that we're kind of coworkers. I apologize for all of that.
It's okay. I've said some choice words. I've talked to some guys in the stands in a funny matter before, so we're even. We'll call it even.
What happened with Matt Light and your dreads? Because Matt Light does a lot of stuff on the air with us.
Okay.
So do you and are you and Matt cool now? How does that work?
Well, I'll go backwards a little bit. When I did try out, the same time I was speaking about when I went up there in 2011 with the after I got released, I saw Matt in the training room because the team was in there already. They were doing maybe some OTAs or something. And I walk in the training room to get my physical, and Matt's sitting on the training room table, and we had a tift, which we'll get to in a second. Yes. So I see him, and it was a very masculine man, you know, apology, where I just kind of look at him, and I kind of got my feet right to square up, and he kind of looked at me with that, hey, what the hell are you doing here, face? He looked over, and he was like, we good? I said, yeah, we good. Cool.
You can't hate a guy with a mustache like that. It's tough.
You're a woman. I'm not a big fan of men's mustache. I'm a fan of my mustache.
He wrote a song about the majesty of his mustache.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little narcissistic, but it is what it is. But what happened was I was always a trash talker. As you say, I have a radio career because I can talk. I've talked Atlanta country boy. We didn't have all the PlayStations and stuff and Nintendos. We didn't have much money, so we talked and made fun of each other and talked trash.
Yeah.
So I talked trash my entire career. People would tell me stuff, you know, guys go to Purdue, where I believe Matt went to Purdue.
Yeah, I think
for college.
He did,
And he would have went to college with one of my teammates, so they'll tell me something about him.
Oh.
Or a coach would coach for Rutgers, and then Ray Rice was at Rutgers, so we'd go play the Ravens, and a coach would be like, hey, Crowder, they knew I like to talk trash. Hey, Ray Rice's high school girlfriend's name was this. Or like they'd say something, and just give me some ammunition. Someone gave me two. This is what happened between me and Matt.
Oh, boy. Here someone we go. Gave I hope Maddie's listening right now so that I get the gossip.
Someone gave me too much ammunition, and it was too real, and I used it, and Matt got upset. And then I guess hair pulling was his thing, and he wanted to pull my hair. So that's where the hair pulling came in. But the genesis of the story was I got information about him, and it hit too close to home, and then he got upset, and that's what he wanted to fight me. And actually, we fought on a extra point attempt out of them, and he was supposed to be on the other side of the offense, but when he saw me on his left side, he switched to the left just to come over there and pull my hair. So I was laughing the whole time. It was funny to me. He got a little bit in his feelings, and then that's why he responded the hair pull direction.
Oh, my God. Well, I appreciate you hanging out with me today. We're all broadcasting because of the Pacquiao-Broner fight.
Yes.
What's going to happen? What is the flu going to be called when teams come to Vegas?
I don't know.
Is anybody going to be? How do you not? Yeah.
MGM flu, Spearmint Rhino flu. You know, I've been to Vegas a number of times. I know the spots as well, but they're going
to. You got to get to work, man.
Yes,
go do your
work.
Day job.
Thank you so much for
having me.
Thanks
for hanging out.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.